Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, this has to do with ride shares, specifically Lyft, because, you know, I was in Ubers all weekend, DZ. I know you've been at home recovering.
Yeah.
But Allie's been out in the summer life.
Out.
Sorry.
I've taken one Uber.
I'm not trying to rub it in. You did?
Yeah. From PT.
Oh.
The boys were napping, and I was like, don't worry about it.
If you don't call me next time, I'm going to kick your ass.
I am 5 minutes away from home at PT.
So am I. And so am I. I'll come home to you and Aaron.
I'll come home.
I'll see you guys. It's fine. I'll come home to the kids. TT Allie, come in!
It was a shorter wait and a shorter ride to just be like, oh, an Uber's right around the corner.
Okay,
whatever,
fine.
But yeah.
Next time, call me or I'm going to kick your butt.
I got you.
Okay, so this guy wants to know if he's a jerk for canceling the ride because his rider was streaming. Hear him out.
Wait,
okay,
what?
Yeah. It says, Allie and DZ, I'm a Lyft driver and drive all over the Milwaukee area and suburbs. I got a call yesterday to pick up someone in Tulsa. When I got there, it was a guy who looked early 20s. But I obviously can't confirm actual age. He was outside when I arrived, which is great because time is money. I pulled up and he was on his phone, so I gave him a minute until I realized he was recording himself, to which I gave him another minute. And then I said something to him, to which his response was, I have a 5 minute grace period.
Hey, yeah. I mean, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong. But he says, so that triggered me and I left and he left me a bad review.
Oh,
yikes.
You dipped on the ride.
Ooh, am I the jerk for leaving the guy who was streaming on the side of the road making me wait?
I mean...
Okay, so the guy's like on Facebook Live or Twitch or something. He's on some streaming. He's on Instagram Live. He's on something.
TikTok Live, whatever.
We don't know what.
But he's streaming. He's streaming.
He's streaming.
He's out here just talking to the world. Maybe that's how he makes money, though, bro. A lot of these kids are getting paid off these streams.
Dude, if social media pays, but you have to have a following.
You have to have a following.
If you have a following, okay, kid, you're not making any money.
Got to have a niche market. You can't just be streaming to your four friends.
It pays, and so, but yeah. I don't know what this guy's following is.
See, but the thing is, you're also waiting on a ride share. My man's is right. What was his name? He said time is money.
We'll give him an anonymous name, the driver. Time is money. His name is Time is Money Travis.
Time is Money Travis.
Time is Money Travis.
Time is Money Travis is 100% mm-hmm. right. He's going, hey, man, get in the car. You know, I'm missing out on money because you taking forever.
Mm-hmm.
Then you realize, oh, this man's just recording a TikTok or whatever.
Right.
I'm going to get a little bothered. But you also agree.
I would
agree.
Be too, but they have the 5 minute grace period.
There's that 5 minute grace period for a reason.
Saturday was it, which a Friday night is when I went out, I went downtown and I Ubered down there, obviously, because mm-hmm. I knew I was going to be drinking at my friend's birthday party.
Yeah.
And I had my notifications off for Uber for some reason. And the driver was outside.
He's trying to ping you.
And he was trying to call me. And I saw him out there and I came out that I think I asked him to arrive at 2:10 p.m.,
yeah.
right? Because I wanted to be downtown by 2:30. And so he was out there. I went out at 2:10. He had been there a while.
A minute.
And he's like, I tried to call. I'm like, oh, my bad. So, but to me, it was like, I scheduled the ride for 2:10. So to me, even though you're there at 2:04, I'm not coming out. I scheduled you 2:10. For 2:10.
So,
I'm just saying, like, but this is not, this. I don't know if this was scheduled.
When you schedule it, it's different. I do agree. When you schedule it.
Making them wait's rude, too. I felt bad.
Right. I think the grace period really applies for, like, I'm getting out of the house. I'm still walking downstairs, right? Oh, I'm living in an apartment. I'm standing in front of you looking at your car.
Oh, like, they make that to give you some grace, not to be obnoxious about it.
Not to go, I'm going to stand here until 4:59. Right?
That's a jerk move. You're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That being said, though.
Ooh, that is a jerk move.
The grace period stands for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And these streamers will sometimes do this clickbait content stuff where they're like, triggered my Uber driver, huh? Mm-hmm. Right? So what if it was something like that? What if you missed a bag? Because they probably would have gotten in the car, kept streaming.
Right.
You know, haha, it was a prank, man. Here's a tip. Here's $500 or something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're a little too quick to snap.
Ashley in Oak Creek said, in all caps, don't order the ride if you ain't ready. But like I said, you can schedule them. I scheduled it because I knew I wanted to be downtown for a party and Harley Davidson was having their homecoming. I didn't want to deal with any Uber issues when I ordered mine.
Mm-hmm.
Santino texted in the best at 414-533-1037. He said, call him Tim. Time is money. T-I-M.
I ain't gonna lie.
Tim. Did you have that thought?
I had time is money, Tim, but I didn't have the connection of time is money,
Tim.
That
it stood for it, yeah.
And then you said Travis. I was like, oh, yeah, that works too.
Jennifer and Racine said, not the jerk. It's disrespectful to stand outside and say that it's one thing if you're in the house, but he was not. Ooh, you're going jerk?
I think I'm going jerk.
Really?
Yeah. You sign up for a ride share. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I think you have to concede a little bit of your self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get that triggered. You're driving somebody around. You're arguably a chauffeur. Though it's a ride share and though it's on your own time and on your own prowess, you still agreed to that ride.
True.
Give them the 5 minutes, then dip.
Okay. All right. 414-533-1037.
You still get paid for that if you let them. If you cancel it after the grace period, they get charged, you get paid.
Wait, you get paid?
You get paid because they get charged.
Somebody said the driver gets paid to wait. Jerk.
Ooh. That's what I'm leaning on.
All right. I cannot wait to see which way everybody's going. So he left the person who hired him. He's a Lyft driver. Tim. Time is money, Tim. Not Travis. Tim.
Tim.
And he wants to know if he's a jerk for canceling the ride because the rider was streaming right in front of him and wouldn't get off the phone.
I'd be bothered too, but I'd also wait.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So to recap, am I the jerk? It's a Lyft driver who wants to know if they're the jerk. Time is money, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to know if he's the jerk for canceling the ride because the guy he was picking up was streaming on the street, right?
Not getting in the car. And when he said something, when the driver said something, Tim, the guy said, oh, well, I've got a 5 minute grace period, my boy.
Okay, well, that's what you think.
That's what you think, skirt.
All right, should we go to, let's start with, is this Jamie in Hartford? Hi, Jamie. Jamie? Oh, no, wait, wrong one. Hold on. Is this Jamie in Hartford?
Hello.
Hi, is this Jamie or is this Leanne?
This is Jamie.
It
what
is.
Up, Jamie?
I found you. Welcome to Allie being the pilot. You get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
That
you got
part.
Me?
You're on Am I the Jerk, though. Good morning.
Hi. How are you? And you have your Addison in the car with you, your kid. How are you guys?
Yep. Good. How are you?
Well, we're great. Now
trying to work
I
it out.
I figured out what I'm doing. Is Tim the jerk for canceling the ride because his rider was streaming?
Not at all.
Really?
Ooh, go on.
I feel like that the passenger screams entitlement and yeah, you got a 5 minute grace period, but that's like if you're running behind or, you know, doing something, it's not to just blatantly be disrespectful and think that your time is more valuable than theirs.
I hear that, though. I do hear that. And a lot of these young cats that haven't had the lived experience that the work world gives you, when they do get to make a little quick cash on the stream, they do get this entitled wave of, you got to wait for me.
Well, it's so easy for when you're making money online, it feels easy, right?
It's passive income. You're really not doing much. So, of course, you're going to make the Uber driver wait. You're getting paid either way. Well, they're not. Well,
Jamie says not the jerk, but guess who's on the phone next? An actual Lyft driver.
Uh-oh, Jamie.
So, Jamie, I'm going to let you go and see what they say. Thanks for calling, though.
Bye, Addison.
Bye, Addison.
Bye.
Aw, what a cutie. All right, now I'm going to pull up Leanne in Sussex. The correct line now. Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Good. You're an actual, you said you do Lyft on the side and Uber on the side, so you've got an opinion on this, girl.
So I did Lyft and Uber both on the side pre-COVID, and now currently I just do Uber. So
okay. You're still driving.
Where the previous caller was talking about the entitlement aspect, but coming as a driver, you're getting paid to wait.
Boom. See, now this is why we needed a driver to call in. This is fantastic, Leanne.
You're getting paid for that wait regardless. So if you wait that whole 5 minutes, you could still be getting paid your $5, $10 that you had to wait.
Well, and hold on, Leanne. If you wait longer, do you get paid still more or what? How does that work?
Yeah, and then after the five minutes, you have the option of canceling the ride. But you still get paid for that 5 minutes you waited.
Does it charge the rider more?
It charges them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, hey, Leanne, is this correct? It still charges them because then they technically get a negative rating. Your rating is protected because you waited your 5 minutes, and now you can skirt off.
And then you as the driver can leave a negative review for them. That rider. Depending on your tier, you could potentially even make it where you don't have to worry about picking them up anymore.
You get them suspended or something rather than you get suspended or fired.
Tim directed to you.
Tim was acting.
I've had riders get taken off from Uber for the way they've acted.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay, Tim got in his feelings then, the driver. And Tim got irritated and triggered, like he said in the submission, because he was mad he was waiting for a guy streaming on the street instead of the guy getting in the car.
He could have waited two more minutes and won the battle.
And he could have just won. Right. He could have just gotten paid the whole time.
Paid.
It was stupid.
And okay, still canceled.
In the nicest way possible.
Yep. Well, now I'm going your way. Now I'm going with Jerk, Leanne. You brought me all the way around.
It took Leanne. I said the same thing.
Yeah, well, you're not an Uber driver. Sorry.
I'm not Leanne. It don't count.
Correct. Leanne, thank you for talking some sense into me. I love you. Goodbye.
Love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, if you had those points, DZ, you might have brought me around, but you didn't bring up any of those.
Her having the lived experience of the Lyft experience, it brings value for
sure. It absolutely does. All right, so now we're split down the middle, and I don't know which way it's going to go. Julie in Oak Creek's up. Julie, good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Hi. All right, Julie, you're the tiebreaker, and I don't know which way you were going to go, but did you hear the Lyft Uber driver we just talked to, Leanne?
I did.
She's like, and?
And?
And? Did it change your opinion at
we're
all?
Split. What do you think?
It did not at all.
Well, go on.
I agree with Jamie, not the jerk. The rider was being entitled AF.
Entitled Ally Faith.
Oh, come on.
That's not what AF means, but you know. But you know what AF means.
Yeah, you know. It means both, anyway. So, listen, I can't believe you're going to say...
Even knowing that had Tim waited the 5 minutes, he would have been paid. Wow. He would have been protected. You're still thinking, nope, you're the driver. You made that sacrifice. Nope, 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 nope. You ain't going to sacrifice your peace of mind, and you ain't going to sacrifice your respect.
Y'all
not
crazy.
The jerk.
Y'all, I can't believe this. Julie, I can't believe you're going to say not the jerk. Unbelievable.
Not the jerk.
Wow, okay.
Not the jerk.
Standing on business. I got to respect.
I would have done the same thing. Regardless of whether I would have gotten a bad rating and, you know, didn't get whatever pay, because in the long run, he's having to sit there, and how many rides could he have accepted that may have been more money?
Maybe. Yeah. Somebody said Uber drivers have the right to refuse service to anybody as long as it's not race discrimination discriminatory.
That would make sense.
I mean,
most things should be.
Like any business. Like, as long as you're not being racist, that would be nice. Thank you.
That checks out.
Thanks for that.
Dang, no.
I'm being sarcastic, obviously.
Y'all
it's like
got
a given.
Me. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Well,
all right, Julie.
Thanks, Julie. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Have a great day.
Bye.
I can't. You too. Bye.
I can't believe the person who's actually the driver gave the input, and nobody, and everyone's still like, no.
With full context,
no, not the jerk.
Look, I know I said he was the jerk for leaving. I didn't think y'all were going to say he was the jerk.
I didn't either. What is wrong with these people?
Or not the jerk. Excuse me. Like I. I think he made the wrong move. That's just me.
Somebody said, I wish I could have gotten on that ride, because yesterday in Milwaukee, this man literally had the back window open and it sounded like a freaking helicopter when I had the air on. Am I the jerk that I let it go?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Oh, for a while, and then told them to stop.
Yes, you're the jerk for letting it go that long.
There's nothing worse than having a back window open and nothing else.
The helicopter sound?
My kids do that, and I can't breathe them. It's like...
I got sensitive ears, too, so that stuff be hurting, bro.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.